Drug giant Merck loses negligence case. US pharmaceutical giant Merck & Co. has lost the first of over 4,000 lawsuits filed against it over its withdrawn painkiller Vioxx. A Texas jury awarded $253 million to the widow of a man who died from taking the drug to treat pain in his hands. The payment to Carol Ernst included $229 million in punitive damages for liability, negligence, and malice. Merck withdrew its blockbuster drug from the market last September after clinical trials showed it could double the risk of strokes and cardiac arrest. Legal experts now expect a flood of fresh litigation to inundate courtrooms around the world as thousands sue for wrongful death and injury. 20 million people worldwide took the drug at the height of its popularity. The verdict has serious implications for Merck, whose future is now in question. It could face having to pay up to $18 billion in damages. Losing the Ernst ruling is a bad omen for the company, as it was reputedly one of the weaker cases. The link between Mr. Ernst's death and the painkiller was somewhat tenuous. A Merck lawyer, Jonathan Skidmore, said, "We believe that the plaintiff did not meet the standard set by Texas law to prove Vioxx caused Ernst's death." Another Merck attorney, Ted Meyer, was confident that the damages would be slashed because of irrelevant and inflammatory evidence. A second trial is scheduled to start next month in New Jersey concerning a man who had a heart attack in 2001.